Hello, amazing folks. Welcome to another interesting episode of the podcast show, Trivia Talks. I'm your host, Tarun Mundra, and in today's episode, I'm in conversation with one of the co-founder of FinShorts, Mr. Pawan Kumar Rai. Pawan hails from the small town of Giridi in Jharkhand. He has done his MBA from IIM Ahmedabad and started his startup directly out of college with his dorm mates. Pawan is a seasoned trader and he is very passionate about the stock market, which eventually led to the idea of FinShorts. For those who don't know, FinShort is a 3-minute newsletter on the most important financial and business news in a language any layman can understand. Currently, FinShort is delivering a daily newsletter to over 2 lakh subscribers on India's most important topics. In today's episode, I will be discussing with Pawan about his journey as a stock trader to doing projects in college and then founding FinShorts. The entire conversation is going to be very amazing because each and every aspect of FinShort is explained by Pawan in a very detailed manner. So without any further ado, let's start this awesome discussion with Pawan. Let's go. Hello, Pawan. Welcome to Trivia Talks. It's an honor having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Tarun. It was good for me as well to be on your show.
Yeah, glad to hear that, Pawan. So, you know, the acceptance of startup have increased drastically, and we hope that it keep going forward. But moving towards the FinShort part, to build a bit of context for the listeners also, it would be interesting to know the backstory to how you started, especially when you were at the Premier B school. You were graduating from the Premier B schools and you opted out for placement, but rather than that, you decided to go for the startup.
Actually, you asked a lot of questions in just one line, actually. Yeah. So, I mean, before going to B school, I think the story went back to 2014, I guess. Yeah. So after my engineering, I was placed at a company called Trident India Limited in Punjab, basically. So there I was very happy once I got the job from my campus. It was a very good pay and all. But once I joined, see, when you are in the campus, generally, like, people know, right? Getting a good job is just something everybody wants, right? So that was my whole BTech days dream, right? Getting a good job, right? So though I'm from a family where nobody actually does any kind of job, right? They are all doing their own business. But yeah, I mean, once I got the job, I joined it. I was like, in 1 week only, I was like, where I am? Is this what I was actually aiming for? So yeah, I mean, I worked there for 1 year, but I mean, I was like frustrated and that company. It was a very manufacturing kind of job, shop floor, factory floor thing and all. And mostly it was not something I thought I would be doing at that place. So I started earning money. Then when I was there, I was having a lot of time. I mean, to be honest, a lot of time I was having there. Like, one of my flatmate who was there with me, working with me, we used to discuss a lot of things. And he told me about stock market first time and told me, my father told me that never invest in stock market, otherwise I will kick you out of my house. So I thought, why somebody will say that, right? Why? Then he said, yeah, this is a scam. I mean, it's very risky. You shouldn't put money. So I never had my DMAT account till now. So I was very, it felt very interesting to me. I was like, "Theek hai, I should try it once. Like, I have my own money, right? So why not? Let's give it a try." So I think in the next day, I called my bank relationship manager and yeah, got the ICICI DMAT done. And from next 2-3 days, I think, yeah, after opening DMAT account, started investing as well. I mean, just randomly picking some stocks and all. So almost I was just burning my money at that time. But I mean, I think in 1 month I was pretty interested with whatever was happening in that market, like stocks going up and down. You can increase your money right without much of effort. At that time I felt like that only. Yeah, it's a good money making machine. And And yeah, I was thinking why somebody will do job and they could earn from home, right? So that was the first question. Because back then, I realized very quickly, right? Ki, job is like something where you compromise with your freedom to earn a paycheck every month, right? So I understood that ki, this is not something I really want to do, right? So I really liked the concept of stock market. I thought maybe I could learn, right? So I quit my job almost after 1 year, and I got full time into this stock market. I started reading books, started investing itself. I mean, to be honest, it sounds very stupid when you think ki, without any knowledge you started investing, but actually I felt at that time that is the best way to actually learn. But unless you burn your money, you will never understand. Unless you are in the market, you won't understand how market works. No theory can teach you. So back then, I think 2015 only, I started doing that full time. And yeah, I think I almost burnt my entire savings. I think I did one intraday trade that back then in September 2015. Mm-hmm. And I think whatever savings I had, I almost lost 90% of that. I completely burnt. So out of that, I was like, now though you don't have capital also to do, right? So all you can do is to learn. So why I lost my money. So as a person, I think I'm very curious. I think I'm curious as in I just can't hold. I get saturated very quickly. So it was coming to mind, why can't I learn, right? So and I think this is something, it's always like something comes to my mind and I think, no, I have to do it. So I'm like completely into it, right? You know, I have to learn whatever it is. I have to learn. I need to understand. So I think after giving CAT and all, I was completely into this learning part, learning FNO, learning this Nifty, everything. Why I lost my money, why can't I gain? So learned a lot of stuff back then. I think then I joined IMA after that. And still that feeling was there, ki, yaar, I could have made money if I would have knowing, if I was knowing this thing back then, right? Ki, I shouldn't go for intraday trades and all. So that I think in the first year of IMA, I don't think nobody could have time to do anything else. I was very busy because of assignments and all. But I used to watch the stock market every day. I mean, I think from 2015 onwards, I was watching Nifty every day. It was Singapore Nifty, SGX, Indian Nifty, US market, everything. I started relating, okay, that's how it works. Okay, this is how you should invest. Okay, this is what value investing means and all. So I think after 1 year, once I joined this thing, my internship, even after entering first year, I never thought ki, I'm going to opt out of placement or start a startup. That was nowhere in my mind. And to be honest, I'm very frank. See, everybody wants to start something of their own, like everybody. Like, so that is so by default, but I never entered with that mindset. I wanted a job, but after doing my internship, I was like, yeah, this is again going to be the same thing. Yeah, I mean, why would be working somewhere which I don't like? Doesn't matter which company it is, right? I mean, doesn't matter. It's any company you take, top consult, top IB, anyone. I mean, a job is a job, no matter what's the pay, right? So that was something I was very clear back then. Ki, even after doing internship, I was clear, yeah, this is something not something made for me. I don't think I should take this route. And started thinking, ki, why can't we start trading? Because I earned some money during internship. Then I was like, okay, let's start. I had one partner who was working in Vodafone at that time. We became friends because of stock market. No, this thing only, we used to talk a lot about stocks back then. And then we pooled our money and then we had some strategies in mind. So we started trading. I think in second year, you have an ample amount of time in IMs, right? So I started trading full-time trading. I mean, in college it was like a wonderful experience. You don't have to think anything. You just have to do some classes and rest all the time, putting trades and all. So that was a good day. I mean, the plan that we started with, we were working really well that time. Earned a lot of money back then. And but one day, I think in one trade, we lost a lot of capital. I mean, whatever we earned in, like, let's say 20 days profit was wiped in one day. In just 1 hour of trade, I think some Dr. Reddy's result came and everything. We were, I think, short or something. And yeah, then it was going against our trade. And then, yeah, we lost a lot of capital. But we were trading. I mean, we were still net positive, a lot positive. But that day, I realized one thing. I mean, this trading is a lot stressful. I mean, it's very stressful. It's not something like I was doing every day trade, right? Every day and every day seeing market. I mean, you can't do multiple things when you are into trading. So that back then I thought one thing, I mean, this is not something you could basically think, yeah, you can do full time. I mean, because let's say you work for 6 months, 7 months, very good research, put a trade every day, right? And then next day what happens is the entire market crashed, right? Whatever earned you, one wrong trade, you're wiped out your 4 months again. So how will you know that, right? So this is nowhere going to be a good idea to do something like this full time. I mean, you can hedge your risk and all of that was definitely a part, but we were not enough mature to do some kind of this kind of high level systemic trading, right? So yeah, I mean, back then, I do have some idea about how this stock market works, brokers, how these brokers are actually playing some role in getting DMAT accounts. And also, I think when I opened my DMAT, I realized one thing, these brokers pay a lot of commissions to open one DMAT, just like how it opens happens normally. Like you get, if you refer someone, you get some commissions, right? So I do add an idea. Okay? I mean, there are people who don't have a DMAT at all, right? There's equity, like it's very, DMAT penetration in India is very low. So one day I think, one of my friend called me and said, are you interested in doing some college project? And I said, yeah, why not? Because college project is mostly like, you're doing two subjects. One is 1.5 credit, other is, let's say, 0.5. So you basically have to spend a lot of time in classes for that two subjects. But if you have taken a college project, it would give you 2 credits without attending any classes. So it's always a good deal. So yeah, I was like, why not? Let's do a project. And he told me, I think he asked me also, is there any idea in your mind? I said, yeah, this why DMAT penetration in India is low. Let's do a project onto that and let's see. So yeah, we met a professor, one of our professors, and I think he left the project in the start only due to some reason. And I was doing that project alone because I thought, I'm getting 2 credits, right? So why to leave this? So, and this was something I wanted to do, that project. So I think that one project played a lot of role because I was full-time working on that because I had a lot of time and trading was definitely going there, but I was spending less time there. And then once I was working in this college, this project of DMAT project, I realized there is still a lot of room. I mean, that there is a lot of things that can be done to improve this problem, or to basically to improve this situation in India. So basically, I think that was the first time I read about Robin Hood in the United States back then. In, I think, 2017, I guess. Yeah, so in that time, I guess, Baiju Bhatt and Vladimir Tenev, two of them, one of them was Indian, like, so. And I read about how they started right from the Stanford, and they were basically building some algorithms for hedge fund and all, and then they finally decided to provide zero fee DMAT account to everyone for trading. So that's what we thought. I thought, this is something like we should start with, like, once you start something, right, it doesn't need to be this is what I should do, right? This yehi karna hai mere ko, aisa nahi hai. It keeps on iterating. So I think at least there has to be like, we have to take a leap of faith, right? So that's what that time I researched first time ki, should I do a startup on this idea? So I think first thing I, yeah, so some backstory here ki, we have lot of like in IMA you will find lot of seminars and this thing going on for like how to do a startup and all. And funny thing is that ki, I never attended any of them.
Okay.
Okay. I never attended because I, it's not ki, I thought ki, haan, theek hai, why should I, not like I was never interested. Even even when I decided to do, even then also I never attended. Okay. So those all, no seminars in related to entrepreneurship. I not even a single book. I haven't read anything back then. And so then the first question, obviously, then how Pawan thinks he can do a startup. The first thing came to my mind is only that now, not even, I haven't attended a seminar. I haven't read a book. Then why should you think you can do a startup? What is there? Then obviously, then I started searching more on internet. Then I came to Y Combinator. So Y Combinator has a really good blogs, I would say. I mean, a lot of people apply to Y Combinator, and then okay, obviously get application rejected or success, whatever it is. But like FinShot, like we never applied on Y Combinator. I mean, I don't know why we didn't do, right? But the blogs, I think. Those blogs are pure gems. I don't think I would have got motivation if Y Combinator blog was not there. So the first thing that day, I think I read Y Combinator blogs. So I think one of the this thing was there, like Paul Graham was doing a session in a hall, lecture hall, and he's on entrepreneurship only, and he said ki, people who you, all of you who are attending this session to how to do this startup, I'm telling you, none of you would actually start anything. So
yeah,
note ki, the people who actually start, if you have an idea, right, and you think you haven't done anything, you haven't attended any session, doesn't matter. Actually, you are the one of the person who can actually do something, right? So do attending sessions and all, it's like I think he gave some quote also. Okay, I mean, it's like saying I'm learning, I will learn swimming by attending classes, right? Lectures. For swimming, you have to swim, right? First. So yeah, so that's the thing. I mean, you should, the real learning comes when you actually do it. So I did a lot of research. I was knowing Zerodha from 2015 also, but yeah, I was pretty inspired from Zerodha's story also. Then yeah, then I used to talk to my professor about this, ki, I want to do a startup, and he was also pretty, I mean, positive, ki, yeah, you can do it if you like, if you feel, ki. I think then back then I had this idea in mind, ki, we can become a broker, okay, and not a broker, a sub broker, because broking license you won't get easily. And then we can definitely do a lot of creative stuffs. So that at that time the idea was pretty simple, okay, it still needs to be a lot of what do you say, is the design aspect, the creative aspect is still missing. And the brokers are not that smart. I mean, whatever this thing is going on, right, we can do much more, like we can add a lot of value, we can provide a very good app or terminal or something like that, sort of. Right, so I mean, initially, you know, the ideas are really scattered, so we wanted to do a lot of things, yeah. So back then I think after project, I realized, I mean, ki, this is something I can't do alone, right? And the funny thing is, ki, I know myself very clear and I'm honest about it. I know, ki, I do a lot of mistakes. I mean, to be honest, I mean, I know, ki, I am biased about a lot of things, so. Me doing something alone, I was knowing that I won't go anywhere. So there has to be someone who say no to me, right? Ki, no, you are wrong. No, this is not how it happens, right? So I mean, that's why you need more people who will take a collective decision, right? So I think this was the best decision I ever made of searching people who will join me. So I think I talked to a lot of people after that. I mean, few people came, worked, then went away. Hired one intern also for design, doing something. She also left. So this thing went for like 2-3 months, right? And then I talked to, so Bhanu was my dorm neighbor. I mean, he used to live just beside my room. Okay, so I told him that I want to do a startup and I'm working on it, right? And we used to talk a lot. And back then, I think Bhanu had already PPO from Amazon and he was pretty satisfied with his life. Nothing, all set, right? So he has no plans, nothing. All he was doing, he used to talk to me and yeah, maybe guide me, help me. So I used to talk to him. Then what happened one day, I guess, Bhanu and Shreyath were best friends from beginning, right? Shreyath, like three of us used to live, like we were the batchmates, right? So Shreyath was my section mate, like we were from the same section, and Bhanu was my dorm neighbor. Shreyath was not my dorm mate, he was from different dorm. But Bhanu and Shreyath were best friends from beginning. Like they had same friends group and all. So Bhanu and Shreyath, Shreyath was talking the same thing. They can do something, right? They were doing some business case competitions and all. They realized why to do something for make strategies in competition and submit to somebody else and give your idea to somebody else to do us, like you implement them. Why not we could implement them and do something of our own? And that's a fair point, right? So yeah, then I was searching for, I mean, I had like my, I used to go, so there is an incubator center called CIE in IIM campus itself, which nurtures ideas, which guides entrepreneurs. Who's a student, basically. If you are a student of IMA, you will be called as Mavericks. I am Mavericks. So yeah, there was one manager of us. I used to visit him. He told me, you need a CTO because your product looks very techy and all. So then I was searching for a tech guy. Bhanu introduced me with Shreyath, and then Shreyath also wanted, we knew each other back then, but yeah. Then I told him that I am working on an idea. I am looking for this tech guy and all. So, yeah, I mean, I think I told him, Shreyath, the entire idea I told him. And then he was the first person who got so serious after listening to the idea. He was like, oh my God. He said, really, I haven't seen anyone getting so excited about. So, he was ready from, I think, the day one. He was ready to do day one, I would say. So very, and I think the reason is very simple. He's also very this thing, like curious on something, right? And actually, I was looking for a tech guy, but he was not at all tech. But still, there is a need of creative guy also. So I think he fits there very well. And I think right now also, if you see, I mean, the creative part, a lot of creative and design part are done by my friends like Bhanu and Shreyath. So then I and Shreyath started working. Then later on, we brainwashed Bhanu also.
Yeah.
You have to opt out of placements. You have to also with us. And then we have to do it together. And I think we started working on it. And the funny part is ki stock market gyan, all that finance gyan I had through my experience. But to be honest, I was not a finance guy. I was more like a trader, no? Who understands stocks and stock market, TK finance. I was not a pure finance guy, right? So we had a difficulty, our own difficulty of actually, because when you're talking about stock, you have to get into those parts, fin proper fin, right? Core finance. So no one of us were like a Finn guy, right? And Vanu and Shreith, they were more interested towards marketing, right? They were really interested in marketing. They had really good design sense and everything. Like whatever infographics and design you see is all because of them, right? I mean, they had a really good design sense, design taste and all. So, I mean, yeah, when we started working, I think this was the first few questions, like, who are we, man? How can we do it? Because Shreith was never a writer, right? Mm-hmm. He was never key, because right now, whatever you see written over there is written by Shreith. So back then, he didn't know, neither I know. We are going to be a startup which will be Finshots. So you can understand from this idea, right? We never started like this to become a content producer, right? So
the initial idea was to launch the newsletter, right? The monthly newsletter?
No. That was never the idea. We started to become a broker, sub-broker, okay. Broker. That's how we started with from college. Okay. Then we realized, okay, we can't get a broking license. Then we realized, okay, we don't have tech also because none of us, we are coder. Then we realized, okay, we can't do these many things. We don't know how to do it. The only thing left towards us, I think we did a lot of market research in Ahmedabad. And then what we realized, maybe we could write something good, pieces about stocks or IPOs, whatever coming back then, right? So because we neither had money nor we were any experts, right? So we finally shifted our focus completely in producing good and unbiased content, right? People wanted good reports, and in market there was no good reports. So we started writing about IPOs. So even if you right now go in finception.in, so yeah, I mean, we selected this name Finception. Starting the name was Finception, where we were like, we will write about good articles there. And the tagline was cut the bullshit, get to the point. A very funny tagline, right? And yeah, then we started writing IPOs because we met a lot of people who said SME IPOs. Nobody covering SME IPOs well. So I think we covered a lot of IPOs for 2 months, and then finally we realized this is something nobody's reading. Like whatever we are writing, it's like 100 people, less than 100 people reading. So there is not enough readers for SME IPOs. Then we started writing mainline IPOs, big IPOs like HDFC, AMC came that time. I'm talking about this 2018, mid 2018, I think July to August 2018. Then we realized even IPOs are not coming daily, so let's write about stocks. Right. Then I mean, we basically hired few interns who used to do research for us, and then I Bhanu and all also did a lot of research back then. And then yeah, we were writing stories about like HDFC Bank, Nestle, Marico, these companies. And yeah, reads were okayish, I would say. I mean, 1,000-1,500 reads we used to get. And but yeah, we had a lot of ideas back then also in mind, but we never had money. That was a big concern, right? We wanted to do something else as well. So, and a lot of ideas came to us back then, back that time as well. So, yeah, meanwhile, Lokesh, who is currently heads our tech team and all, right? So he is the brother of Bhanu. So the funny thing is ki when I started in college, when I was doing this project and all, right? So Bhanu used to tell me, my brother is not happy with his job. You can connect with him. Maybe he could do with you. So that is a funny thing. So I think we connected. I used to talk to him, Lokesh, we can do this. So we were connected from that time only. We used to talk a lot of things. We can do this, we can do that. But yeah, I think he left his job in South Korea, Samsung. It was a very high-paying job. He left. He was not happy. And yeah, he joined us in, I think, October 2018. So he is a proper Finn guy and also a tech guy. I mean, he knows a lot of things. He's a genius, kind of, you can say. So yeah, then we all together started doing a lot of things. Then we, once I think late 2018, we planned to do a hedge fund also. We started making algorithms, like quantitative algorithms, right? Back testing and all, where we thought ki maybe we could like manage money, big HNIs, and make some money, right? So, but that also didn't work at all. Then I think in 2019, I think March to April 2019, it was very, we were like almost very frustrated because we wanted to do something. We felt we are doing really good also. I mean, obviously we were writing only one story a week back then, only one story of market or stock. And in March, I think we introspected like what we are doing, like how nobody will fund us, a content company, our whatever we want to do with managing money also. That is also like, it's tough. It's not easy, right? It's to, without having any history of your return, somebody will invest with you. So yeah, I mean, everything was going low at that time, I would say. And then we were actually, I think that was the time when we made a video called Rise and Fall of Jet Airways. I think that was the most viral video at that time, right? And that video, the bar chart race, went viral everywhere, I guess. And that was the time I think Zerodha people noticed Finception first time, right? And I think that was the video that the Karthik Rangappa, who looks out of Vasari, mailed us ki we wanna talk, even like they are interested to talk something with us, like related to some partnership or something. Then yeah, I mean, we talked for a while, and then Nitin Zerodha's founder invited us to Bangalore, let's have a chat. And then yeah, we told him about all the idea and all, we want to do a lot of things, we don't have money. So yeah, I mean, then at that time, I think we were still thinking maybe we could run Finception also, and then a newsletter also, and introduce a newsletter also. And the money that we raised was for making a financial app as well, some financial app as well, right? But once we raised, we realized, ki, I mean, doing two things won't be feasible for us. So we focused completely on newsletter first, right? We focused completely on newsletter, FinShorts. We named it FinShort because the idea was of FinShort was back then in December 2018 only. I mean, we saw this Finimize Morning View doing it, and we thought, why can't we do it, right? This newsletter thing. And I think we purchased this domain, finshorts.in, back then only when we were in campus. And then we officially thought to launch it in August 2019, after we got the funding and all. And then I think till then, see, what happens in startup is more than idea, the real challenge is to work together as a team, okay? Mm-hmm. Very, very hard. I mean, it's like sometime you will feel ki, okay, I'm not able to do this, right? We are not able to do that, right? So, I mean, the whole, it's like a car, okay? And the like whole founding team is like wheels of that car. So everyone has to run together on a common goal, like for a common goal, then only you will be able to crack it. I mean, I have listened to a lot of people also. I mean, the team is very important, definitely. And I mean, you have to work together. You have to find a way to be like completely fine with each other. Like I've read in Y Combinator a lot of time, right? You have to accept them as your wife. Okay. Hmm. So that's not a family wife, whatever you can say. So I think after working for so long, like 1.5 years, we were very comfortable with each other back then. And then that is, and now also, if you ask me, I mean, I am very comfortable living with my friends rather than my family at home. I don't really feel that comfortable at my home. I feel more comfortable with them. So yeah, you need to develop that kind of this thing. And then, yeah, I'm coming back to the point, and then when we were launching FinChart, then we divided it very, I think, in a well manner, right? Ki, one of our Shreyth will write the content, tech will be taken care of, Lokesh, and I will be taking care of the growth part, right? How to bring more and more people on board. So I think we did a lot of good thing back then, in terms of to make it this big. I think this is, in short, is now decently popular, I would say, right? So we collaborated with all the universities. I think I messaged so many people. I would tell you, I think my WhatsApp contact was 300-400 back then. I connected with so many people. Now I think when I see, it's around 3,500. So messaging each and every university, college student, everywhere, wherever I could get hands on. So we had this proposal ki we will give it a weekly newsletter free of cost, and you just float it among your batch. So idea is very simple, right? These college communities are a closed community, right? So it's like a closed community, may whenever somebody likes something, right, they will share it somewhere in library, maybe in the mass, hey, I read this, do you read that, right? So if a good thing floats, everybody notices it. That's why we first I would say made it official in IIMs. I think on 90% of IIMs used to get our weekly newsletter. We collaborated with them. So that was the first good thing we did, because our target audience was these people who will really find value reading FinCharts, right? Their GD, their interviews will be, for that it will be really useful. So then I basically went to Delhi University. So everything was happening on LinkedIn. We were not going anywhere, right? So then added them on WhatsApp. Then yeah, made a group for them. I think I would have added 85 Delhi universities with FinShots, collaborated with them, then Mumbai University, then all the IITs, then all NITs, then also some law colleges, right? So whatever you can think, I think it's above 300 colleges with which we collaborated. I think that was the initial push that we get. And a lot of growth actually happened with this. I think initially between when you need real organic users, right? And then yeah, content was good. So people started reading it, sharing it, and we started getting a lot of users after that. And I think this was end of 2019 when we realized, it's people love this product, right? And we had this idea, we will keep it short, because to be honest, first insider we knew is like, first few inside when we were back in college, we knew that nobody wants to, people want to feel smart, right? I mean, everybody wants to learn more, feel smart, right? But when it comes to invest time to learn every day, learn, read more, right? Very few people do it, I would say very few. So like writing long form articles and big things, people actually don't read it. That's what we realized once we were doing conception. So that's why we kept it 3 minutes. And it was a very good move, I would say, right? It was very short newsletter. People would just think about how psychology work, right? I mean, you say, I can't even read 3 minutes. Let's read it, yeah, at least. It's a very short email. I can read at least spin short. It's very short, right? So that's how it's psychologically, I think. And it was good as well, right? So people loved reading it and sharing it. So that was first few good insight that we already had. And advertisements and all, to be honest, I mean, it's actually not something that is very, makes that feel, no? It goes away actually with advertisements. So we never thought of moving towards that as well. And yeah, I mean, things were very simple. I mean, the best part is like we kept things so simple. Mm-hmm. And actually it's very hard to think in a very simple way. And imagine this simple thing could work, right? So I think these were the learnings, I think. And to be honest, we started with something and with time it drifted towards something else, right? And to be honest, if you ask me, I never thought this would become something like this. that was never in my mind. And it just, I think more like passionate you are doing something, like a direction was always there, right? Ki, we have to do this, we can do this, we are good at this, we can do this. So the direction is very important. I mean,
right,
when you start something, right, if you don't have direction, doesn't matter what you do, right,
mm-hmm.
you will basically end up being nowhere, right? Mm-hmm. So our direction was always towards finance, stock, and we started getting well at content, right? And to be honest, if you ask me, I mean, why, like, even after so many lows we faced, right, we still wanted to do it. To be honest, see, the reason is very simple. Like, everybody loved doing something of their own, right? I mean, I could never imagine myself working for some corporates. I mean, doesn't matter what is the pay. See, as I said, right, I mean, I can't see myself working. So it was very clear to me, I'm not going to work for anyone, right? So that was always a motivation, definitely. And to be honest, one thing also that comes to my mind is like, see, identity can be small, like, but it should be yours, right? So that sense of ownership drives you, right? I mean, I can see myself, I can work, I mean, incredibly, like, giving more than 400-500% in some time, right? But I really won't feel doing it the same way for anyone, like someone else's company, right? For anyone else, I mean, it's not something that my personality allows, to be honest. So I think this was the main driving force for me. Even, I mean, doesn't matter what happens. I mean, it's just too difficult for me. And I'm like a person who like doing a lot of things. I mean, curious, like, it's like, it's something that you personally has it, right? You love taking risks. I love taking risks, right? I mean, and I don't seek, okay, I would save money and then do this. This is not how I think. Even I don't work like that. It's more like, yeah, I would rather spend money to gain some experience, to make new memories, right? Rather than saving that. And because, see, the biggest learning of my life is, the biggest asset of anyone's life is, I think, time, right? If you lose this time is not coming back. Money can come and go. That's not an issue, right? So what is with me right now? So I think that was the main reason of starting up in 2017. This is the time when I could take risk. Now, if the same thing I have to do now, let's say I would have taken a job or something, right? It would have been really difficult. It would have been really, because I think maybe I would have been married or something, or maybe I was so addicted with the paychecks. So that was the reason I think starting early up was the best decision. Doesn't matter. See, nobody was clear. Even you can see with the story, right? We never did what we wanted to do. It was just the direction, right? We figured out. So because the reason why this iteration happens when you're working in a startup is because when you start with the idea, it's just something, what do you think it's like will be needed in the market, but you don't know what market needs actually. Market needed FinCharts. That it took us one and a half year to actually understand that, right? And market needed FinCharts. So you have to understand what market needs, right? And so yeah, it takes time to get there. I mean, it's just one very good statement. I think Paul Graham says, ki, minimum viable product is just not a discrete product. It's a journey. Yeah, it's a journey. Like, you spend time, it gets better. You understand, okay, this is something which is required. This is something which is not required. So it takes time. And I think time is something you can't. I mean, to be very honest, I read somewhere a very good thing. I mean, ki, like, it doesn't matter, like, how much time or how much wealth you have, right? Funding you have, or you can say, right? There are a few problems that can only be solved only when you are passionate about it, right? Time and money can't solve it enough time. So that is something I think it's worked for us also. I mean, we had passion towards that, right? If we wanted to, you know, we can do it. But yeah, it will be like this. This execution, I don't think we ever imagined. This will be like this. It will be loved by everyone. Like, I think newsletter, I guess it has really surpassed our expectation. We never thought like this. So yeah, this is something. This journey, it took a lot of time. Even we discussed some time. We had seen so many lows. Mm-hmm. So many lows.
Right. I wanted to highlight that also. And firstly, I would like to thank you for the detailed journey which you gave, because I was not trying to interrupt you in between. We normally see the success story of the business model, but we hardly see this story which you were sharing with us. So this was equally important for those who are trying to start something. And as you mentioned about the low part, from outside, we normally see that entrepreneurship looks like, very glamorous. And the moment you enter into it, you will be earning a lot of money. So, but there are probably a lot of uncertainty and anxiety also. So as you were mentioning about the low points, so how you guys exactly dealt with it, like during that particular point of time, what was your decision to fight with it?
For me, I think for all of us, whenever we face lows, we were thinking it, if not this, what else? Like, there was never a point when we were like, okay, we don't have to do it. We should stop. I mean, this is not something, the way of thinking. I think we were always like, okay, what can we do then? Like, we have to do it. We can find something else, right? So maybe in a day or two or a few months time, right, things would fall in place. But I mean, the lows were very, very, very bad. I mean, this at a time when you have no option, right? You feel, I think I remember a few winters. I mean, I think in 2018, I think, yeah. So back then we were like, not sure. We were working on a content, nobody funding us. How will we make money? How will we survive, right? So then we decided, okay, we will manage funds, right? So this thing works. And I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, this, it looks very inspirational when somebody finds success after these kind of lows, but there are many who can't, right? There are many who stop. In front of me, I have seen many startups getting closed, many of them. So dealing with it is a different thing, right? There is always some amount of luck. I don't think if we would, like, we would have got funding, this venture would have happened. Like, if Zerodha wouldn't have like came in and give us this option. I mean, so there was definitely some luck as well. But yeah, lows are really bad. I mean, I can't explain unless you feel it is a feeling, right? It's mm-hmm. like everything is over. Right, so it happened many times. It happened, and it will have. It's the story of every single startups, whichever have started. They had to face lows. They had to face rejections. I think FinShore's inception, we were rejected everywhere. To be honest, I don't think we stopped applying. I shared a post also on LinkedIn for that. I mean, nobody understood. Nobody, and it's okay. I mean, I could also sense, right, why people were not able to understand this. Right, but yeah, I mean, we never decided to quit on the idea. We were very enthusiastic about it. We wanted to there is something we can do it, right? So I think one of my manager, I think, who I told you, right, the guy who used to see my Mavericks, right, he also told the same thing. We told you, stop it, don't do it, and you guys still were doing it, right? We rejected you so many times, we scolded you so many times. What is a business model, why you guys are doing it? But you still stick to the idea. So he said, yeah, these are the like, only founder can understand, like, what they can build, nobody else. So it's intuition, it's the vision of people who actually do it, who actually love their product. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, that is something I would say is there. And yeah, you shouldn't take it like how to deal with those. There's no formula for that, but honestly, you need some kind of luck, and also if you really feel hard for it, so then yeah, it's your mind, it's your intuition, right? You will, like, for me, if you ask honestly, mm-hmm. there was not a single time, like, right from the starting till now, that I ever thought to quit this. Never. doesn't matter how many lows it was there. So it was, for me, it was very clear. I have started a startup, I will do it. So what happened, what would have happened, I don't know. But yeah, so I think that kind of mentality is very important. See, once you have decided you are doing this, you will do this. That's it. No plan B. So I think that is something how...
Wow.
Yeah.
Very well explained, actually. So now moving towards the FinShot part. So as you mentioned, the revenue was a very, a big problem for you guys during the initial phase. So how does FinShot exactly generate revenue as of now?
There is no revenue, to be honest. I mean, we are still using our funds. Okay. And to be honest, we are not right now decided onto this key, how will we monetize this thing. But yeah, I mean, keeping it free has a lot of other benefits, right? But yeah, for FinShots, I mean, no, there is nothing we have earned at all till now.
Okay. So during your story also, you mentioned, regarding the DMAT accounts, like many of them don't have the DMAT account. And I was recently reading to this tweet of the founder of Zerodha also. He mentioned that only 2 crore equity accounts are there. And people are doing SIP a lot, but not they are directly trading in the stock market. So what do you think, why the equity participation is so low in India?
This actually takes me to back to my project. So yeah. To be honest, I would say ki it's more about our education system. I would say, I think the knowledge of money and I would say financial literacy should come very early in our life. I mean, that's something I had understood till now. I mean, even after I recently did a lot of market research, and I realized, I mean, even people are literate. Mm-hmm. They are still not financially literate. Okay. So there has to be some kind of education regarding money, this is mutual fund, SIP. I think even though you don't have the money to invest, but at least the knowledge should be there from the very beginning. I would say that is a main concern. Even in somebody who does BTEC, there is no chapter for this thing, money and all, right? So there is this big gap, right? And I have big data set. I have talked to a lot of people, and there is a reason is very same. Half of them won't invest their time, especially for learning this, because their domain was something else, right? So the only way to converge all the domains at once is to start something as early as in the school age, right? In the school days, right? So if you could plant it somewhere like that, then maybe I think a lot of change could come. I mean, otherwise, I mean, there are many reasons, like people think risky hai, people think it will, it doesn't give return or something. There can be many reasons for that. But I personally feel ki there has to be some sort of education. Like that's something I believe.
Mm-hmm. Right. And do you also believe that the stock market is a male dominant thing? Because I was discussing with the my previous guest also. She's in the finance sector only, and she's creating finance related content on YouTube. So she was saying that, the females are not into it, and they are not trying to get awareness regarding it, because they are giving everything to the male and it's getting a male dominated sector. So do you also think the same, like while doing your analysis?
I mean, see, there are a lot of sectors where this thing will be there, right? Where you feel ki more males are there, right? As compared to females, they are not actively participating. I think it depends on perspective. I mean, right, let's say there are a few ways people, right, who actually manage a lot of money, right? It's true for a lot of Indians, right, who actually... Like once they, you are married, like the male person look after all the finances and all, right? So I think that is something, the main reason. I think she was right to some extent. But yeah, I mean, those who want to take interest, like I had few friends, right, who are actively investing. But yeah, they are a very small set of sample space. So this might be the reason. I mean, what like if somebody says, yeah, theek hai, the male person is more this thing, more interested towards managing finance of a family, right? So it's more like a cultural thing, right? You can't comment anything on that.
Very true. Yeah, that's also correct. And apart from that, FinSort is also, you know, really helping the masses to know, like create while creating awareness and also helping consumer gain insight into the world of finance. So moving towards the last few questions. So after newsletter, YouTube channel and podcast, what is next coming for the FinSort?
I think we would bring some more financial products that would aid young millennials to take better financial decisions that could help them in terms of hedging their risk, you know, the financial risk, right? Maybe it mostly will be related to financial planning. That is something we are actively looking to launch.
Okay. And any recommendation and tips for those who would like to start something of their own and also, you know, like particularly in this particular segment of finance?
I mean, see, it doesn't matter what segment it is, what it is. If somebody wants to start, the only tip that I think I would give is like, I mean, you should be very honest with yourself. I mean, it's very difficult to be, it's very easy to say, but it's very difficult to be honest with yourself. And there are a lot of noise out there. VC money, VC funding, or startup advisors, valuation. There are a lot of noise. And rather than listening to this noise, if you could filter this noise and listen to yourself, there is a chance that you will find the right way, right people, right voice, which can guide you. So it should be always, if you want to do something, I think the first important thing is to like listen to why you started, right? Why you want to do this? Why only this? Why not this? How and how you want to take it, right? So because I'm saying this because from my personal experience, I have met a lot of people who directly said no to me, right? You know, what you're doing is stupid, this thing. I mean, there was thousands of reasons to not do this for me. I mean, I had a lot of credit card EMIs, my education on every single thing. I could have also rationalized this, okay, I should pay first this and then look to start up something. But no, there was only one reason for me to do a startup. That is, I am very interested towards this. I like this idea. I can do it. I can do something in this. So that is something I think that was the right voice, right? So you need something, that kind of mentality, right?
Very rightly explained. So yeah, Pawan, thank you so much. And this was all which we would like to ask you. And the entire journey of yours will be very helpful for the listeners, for sure. And thank you so much for taking out time for this podcast.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's all from today's episode. I hope you liked it. In case if you have any suggestion or feedback, you can reach out to me at various social media handles. I'm adding the link in the description. Until next time, stay safe and stay tuned.